Now, y'all have seen this three times. It's a sermon I preach at least once a year because it is so very important to understand and to be reminded again and again and again that faith is not just something that goes on up here in the brain. But faith is something that goes on in the heart, in the hands, in the feet, in the mouth, in the eyes, in the soul, in everything that you do and are. Faith is an element. Next Sunday, we will remember an act in faith in a service of healing. For oil will be placed on your head, and you will be invited to receive by faith the gift of grace that comes in healing. As a means of grace, we ought to celebrate this periodically, and we need it today, don't we? But today, we're going to look at the foundation for healing, which is God's grace manifested and living in us through faith. Because grace is not something that's naturally a part of us. Faith is a gift of God's grace. It comes from God and is given to us directly. So I'm just going to start off with the basic illustration. Looks like a chair to me. Sounds pretty solid to me. Looks pretty solid to me too. You know, I might be able to sit on that chair. I've seen other people sit on that chair. I've seen Vanda sit on that chair. I've seen Ted sit on that chair. That may be a reason for not sitting on that chair. But I think that chair will support my weight. You know, I think I really and truly believe that that chair will support my weight. And I say that as I sit down over here on this pew. Is that faith in that chair? Take your head to know. It is not. Just believing that that chair will hold your weight, just believing that chair will support you when you sit on it, just believing with your mind that that chair is good enough to hold your weight, it's not faith. Belief. You may even have confidence that that chair will hold you. You may really believe it, and you may have an experience having sat in it before. Because I've sat in that chair before. But until you sit down in that chair, you do not have faith. That's faith.
Right.
I believe the chair will hold me. I have confidence the chair will hold me. But until I sit down, I'm not having faith. This is even more faith. Taking your feet up off the floor. Bouncing up and down. That takes a lot of faith.
That's enough faith.
That's enough faith, she says. Faith is an action. We get so caught up in the content of our faith, in the articles, the religion, in the creed that we proclaim every Sunday. We get so caught up in the elements of our faith that we fail to remember that faith is not a belief. It is an action. It is a way of life. And we see that today in our three readings. Abraham, we know the story. Sets out, he's been promised he's going to have kids and he's going to be taken to a land where they're going to live. And so he leaves out of Ur and he heads out. He's supposed to leave his kindred, but no, he takes his nephew with him. First mistake. He leaves out and he goes on out to follow God's promise. Now we can pick on him for having taken his nephew Lot with him. The simple fact is that taking that first step out of the city based on God's promise is an act of faith. He could have believed that that land would be his. He could have believed that he would have kids. He could have believed that God would support him and guide him to where he was supposed to be. But until he stepped out of that city and left on the way that God had pointed him, he didn't have faith. Paul today talks about the importance of faith in his letter to the Romans. To a church that had been founded before he ever went there, to a church that had faith learned from Peter, to a church that was important in the early church, he said these following words. The promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath.
where there is no law, neither is there violation.
Simply put, obeying things aren't going to get you anywhere. Obeying the commandments aren't going to get you anything. Living the faith, living the commandments, living the call of God, that's going to bring righteousness. Stepping out of Ur of the Chaldees, stepping out of your Ur today, in faith, upon God's promises, the way the law of God comes fulfilled in you. Not just some world-worshipping, holding on tightly by your knuckles and saying, I will obey, I will obey, I will obey, I will obey. But no. Instead, a faithful, I will act. I will have faith. I will live in the promises. I will listen to God's command in my life and say yes, move forward. For righteousness comes by faith, empowered by grace. And thirdly, in the third story today, we have the story of two wonderful healings. The healing of the woman who had an issue of blood for you, who knew that if only she touched the hem of his garment, she would be healed. Now, frankly, I believe that the power of God is such that even our lack of faith is not a barrier to God's healing, and that if she had sat there and watched as Jesus walked by and truly believed up here, God could very well have worked a healing miracle in her life. However, I know that the promise of God is sure and true. When you act on his promises, he responds. His grace comes first, enabling our action. We act, and then God responds with more grace. And she reached out in faith and touched the hem of his garment and was healed. Jesus went on to the home of the leader of the synagogue. The daughter they thought was dead. And Jesus, by faith, said, go, she's not dead. And then he went in and took her hand. She got up alive. Jesus' faith was powerful. Jesus' faith is an illustration of the kind of faith we are called to have. A faith that doesn't look and say, I believe this is true, and then go sit down on the pew. No, a faith that is active and alive. That causes you to say, yes, this chair will hold me, and yes, I will sit in it. And then actually do it. That's faith. That's faith. We have lots of opportunities for faith in this life. Getting up out of bed in the morning is sometimes a big act of faith. I know that there are mornings when I say to myself, there's no reason for me to get up. Nothing I do today will work. I'm an utter failure. And then I say to myself, no. By faith, I know that God will empower me. And I swing my feet over and climb out of bed. Every day we have opportunities for faith. Sometimes they confront us obviously in our past. Sometimes they're a bit more nebulous and harder to grasp. But every day we have an opportunity for faith. Today we recognize a wonderful completion of an opportunity for faith. As we look around us, we see the labor of love that was taken in faith. Faith in each other, faith in this church as a whole, faith in God, that God would enable it. We look around and we see painted walls, and we see cushions, new carpet, a new platform, a cross on our wall, and we see the promise of God fulfilled. We see the outcome of faith. For we could have sat in these pews and said, we believe we can replace this carpet. We believe we can make that platform. We believe we can redo these pew cushions. We believe we can paint these walls. We believe we can replace these light bulbs and make them work all the time when you flip the switch and not only sometimes. We believe that we can make that cross. We believe we can make the pulpit. We believe that if we sit there and do nothing, we don't believe.
Amen.
And we didn't sit there
and we didn't do nothing. No, my brothers and sisters, I give thanks to God for the grace that He gave us in stepping out of the Ur of the Chaldees, stepping out in faith, and working this labor of love. This is an act of faith that we saw here the last 2 months, and it's a gift of God's grace, all of it. But guess what? The act of faith ain't over. The gift of God's grace isn't done. We're not finished now that it's done. For if all we do is we then sit down and we say, aha, we believed, and we did. That's great. Now let's just sit here and enjoy it and do nothing. If that's what we do, my friends, we're in trouble. If we just sit there and say, ah, it's done. Oh, we've arrived in the promised land and do nothing, we're in trouble. Let us step out of the Ur of the Chaldees again. Let us step out in faith outside those doors. And every person we meet and every opportunity we have, let us act in faith and express the grace of Jesus Christ. Let us give a cup of water where there is none. Let us give a crumb of food where there is hunger. Let us reach out to a hurting child who is lonely, to a lonely heart in a hospital or nursing home. Let us reach out to those who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Let us go out and let us proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ is here.
Amen.
Not just in this room, not just within these four walls, but here in this world. And we, His children, are called to proclaim Him. Let us step out of the Ur of the Chaldees by faith and proclaim the good news that Jesus is here. Today in the sacrament, in this means of grace that we will celebrate in a moment, we will remember again that Jesus is with us, that His grace is real, that His presence is divine and holy and transforming. Come forward as an act of faith and receive again the grace of God that enables our faith and that helps us to walk forward by His grace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.